Hi Peter, and very welcome back to Metalsock Finland. It's always a huge pleasure to talk with you. So how are you doing today? Nice question as a start.
Listen, the truth.
Yes,
or should
of
I
course.
lie to you?
Truth and only the
truth.
No,
the truth is I'm pretty good, and spending my free time in my house. So finally, I got the time for myself. However, it's not as relaxing time, to be honest, because we work and pretty hard on the official Vader web store, and which is gonna be a first thing, and so we're gonna try to open it in the middle of December, and so we're gonna try to get enough time to be ready with this. So the news coming soon. So this is like, this is just like a brand new thing. And of course, Creator Tour. So we're gonna support like in December. So this is a priority as for now for Vader. And this is what we're gonna do until the end of the year.
Yes, I know. And about that, we will talk later on. So I thought that, okay, it's 4 months now that the album TP et Igni is out. And I know that it's never too late to talk about it. Because now, from this distance, you may be able to talk better. I mean, to say what do you think and about everything. So let's talk about the album, if you like.
You know, it's, I think, not much change about what I think about the album after the 4 months. It's going to be the same after a year, probably, because it's, I'm a creator, so I knew about that just before it came out.
Yes,
so,
I know.
I don't really like to talk about my opinion about the album, because I'm not an important person
this
thing. I'm a creator. I like what I do, so if I create music, so it's music I like. So I'm a musician, but I'm a fan of the music. So first, I need to satisfy myself.
Yes.
To be ready to put it you know, out.
Yeah, of course.
To the genre, you know, to fans, you know. So if I decided to release it, it means
that you are. You're
it's
satisfied.
Good enough, at least for me.
So, but anyhow, I would have some curiosities that I would like to ask. Just, you know, I know that only you can reply.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You know, this album title, TP et Igni, which means For You and Fire. Why this choice? I mean, where you took it? What does it mean to you?
You know, I found this perfect for title, actually not pretty long before the album was closed with the graphics and music and everything. So first I wanted to call it different, and of course I'm not thinking about the title which Straight to Hell, but that was a working title before. So I had some other options, but finally because I knew that the album was going to be about fire. And I just remind a movie. This is like B or C class movie, the Polish movie I watched 2 years ago or something, once we were on tour. And that was exactly called the TP et Igni. And it was strange, kind of thriller, horror, like picture. And about a guy who was a reporter, and he wanted to be famous, and you know, he was kind of like a devil's advocate, so he signed a deal actually with the devil.
Okay.
But he didn't know about, and that was like, so I don't want to like call the story, but after I saw the title, I was searching for the title in Latin and the meaning of this. And actually, the important thing was TP et Igni was a significant sort of signature for secrecy.
Okay.
In fact, so if somebody sent a mail, and not email, a mail in the past, and it was signed with TP et Igni, it was nothing but read it and burn it.
Okay.
You and for fire, that's why.
Okay.
And, you know, so the title to me had like two meanings, actually. First was a strength, Igni, which means the fire,
mm-hmm.
Ignus. And the album was about the fire and different meanings. The fire, which is a very important factor for humanity.
Yes.
Actually, we can even say that fire started humanity.
Mm.
And started the life, the whole life, if we can say so. So as creative as destructive. But this is just like one part. Because the fire for people, for humanity, is also very symbolic. And so if we talk about fire, we can talk about emotions. We can talk about a fire in the religion meanings.
Yeah.
And we can say about fire, about the power of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all these different meanings of fire and humanity in this album, of course, in between the lines and straight or put in the background. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and the other meaning was this secrecy and actually lack of secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even now we're using Skype, the Facebook or MySpace is pretty important in the modern life, for especially for new generations. And we had nothing like that in the past.
Yeah.
And actually, I can say we are more lucky because we knew persons we are talking to. And we could share emotions not with the icons or with some words, just with a face, with words, talk face to face like we try to do now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is always better, even, you know, if you see the person, if you can touch, just like, chat, you know, share the words, it's way better than, you know, to type on a key or something like that. And actually, and the Facebook and everything today for people is like a substitute of life. And it was just bullshit to me.
Yeah.
And this kind of thing, I try to notice and I try to scream loud from inside about my feelings and what I think about it. Of course, this tool I use also personal, you know, and Facebook, everything, this is, you know, something we used to communicate, cannot use it as a substitute of life, because we're losing life. We're sitting in front of a computer, and it became our life, or a big part of a life.
It shouldn't.
Because it's losing a real life, and that's why I try to mention that also in the title and in this through the musical, let's say that.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I'm not talking straight about this. That's why I put this in the title. So I knew that people usually ask about the title of the album, like you do.
Yeah, of course.
And then I have a chance to say why and to talk about my pain and what I think about this.
Yeah. So I'm glad I asked you, because to me it's always very important to know. Yeah, important to know why, because title is always something that people, besides the cover album cover, they see the title. And of course, the question arises, why this title? Because there, I think normally there should be always a meaning, as you told me now. Yeah.
Latin title always sounds more weird and like a secret for people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings something to think about, you know. The people usually they searching for something. Why the title? Why Latin? You know, it's like it's more magic in that.
Yes.
Even if it's just a word and some information, you know, people cannot understand one thing, especially young people.
Yeah.
Because they're young. That magic is still, our life and magic is the same. But, you know, if you know nothing about life, everything, especially you don't, something which sounds weird, it's more magic than something which is just a common.
Yeah.
But the magic is common because it's around us.
Yes.
And
you just have to find it.
You know, the symbols and all these names, everything, the we loved being young people, and we still does, but we use it in a different way. But we loved the keys to the doors, but we don't know what the doors are. Yeah. After we discovered the doors and what's behind, it's not as, if we discover the real magic, it's not as, you know, fantastic. Mm. But it is. But for young people, which still like something which is not common or doesn't sound like common thing,
yeah,
which is still better and something higher, on higher level.
Yes, yes, that's true. But it's good to have you around and persons as you to tell about it, because the music is a very strong way of communication. So tell about also, you know, also educative, I'd say.
Ah, that'd be great. Yes. But don't take me wrong. I don't want to make magic, which was to me when I was younger, in the same way, something supernatural and something unreal, you know, and something I'm going into, you know, and this I'm trying to get into, and something like unknown place I'm trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I discover a part of that, there's still so much undiscovered thing, even for so experienced men like me, you know, after so many years of life, you know, in a world, and in contact with eternity. Also,
yes, that's also good. I mean, I always say that when comes the day and you say that, okay, I know it all, then the life is over. I mean, as long as there is life, you always learn. There are always things that you have to discover and to understand.
Curiosity is so beautiful thing for youth, and you know, and this is the best thing. And if people, young people, they got the kind of passion in discovering something, because they think this is something unreal, that is good, because this is like a sign in life to do something and to challenge something in your life, even if you start with a symbol.
Yeah,
a symbol. Even if you start with a key, you know, it's every journey starts with something, and it's good to start even with a little thing, you know.
I know what you're talking about, and we go forward, because in the meantime, you have already replied to a couple of my questions, as always, as always. So I just ask about the songs on the album, in the album, what was the song that was most difficult one to compose, and what came out more easily?
Well, there's nothing like that, because, you know, we can say that technically something can be more difficult or easy, but song is a song, you know, and composition or something, it's just something that comes to me natural, and I can't call it harder or lighter just because of some riffs or things. I don't get this way, but even if there are some riffs and more difficult, you still can learn it and you practice it, and it became like regular thing. So same was in the past, and same was going to be in the future probably.
Yeah.
So this is not about this difficulty. And, you know, I never get anything about creativity and creation invader in this way. And so it's hard to me which is like easier or more difficult, you know? It's really hard to say, you know?
Okay, but what about your favorite songs? Are all of them, or
I always have these questions after every album, and the answer is always the same. If you are a mother, if you would have like 9 kids, which is your favorite?
You can't say.
It's a question, you know. You may like in the Monday this one better, because he made something better, but it doesn't mean that you stop
loving the others. Yes.
So this is like this. Of course, there is some songs we choose to play live.
Mm.
They became a standard.
And
time, and they probably, at least for a while, they become a favorite because we play in life.
Yes, yes.
They just like easy, you know, that easy going, like, you know, you feel it. But after a while, you try to remind the songs you never played, like we did with the album Black to the Blind in the past. You know? So we came back to the album to bring it back, you know, after years on stages. So, and we were practicing the songs we never played, we never practiced before. So it was like discovering your own songs again.
Yeah, and so maybe, I don't know, when you are playing a song that you haven't, as you said, never played before, is the arrangement the same or when you revisit it? So do you try to find...
change something.
Yeah.
I hate to play like a recorder, you know. Musicians, especially in metal, shouldn't be recorders. I know there are some fans who love perfection and every note to play in the same way, but it's not art. It's not music.
No, in fact.
It's you know, we should be musicians, not recorders, you know. This is what always make the big difference, let's say, between Europeans and Japanese, let's say. Mm. Japan is a perfection.
Yeah.
And I think no one can be so perfect like they. Yeah. But they think about Europeans in a different way, and so we get something they don't have, because we see this in a different way.
Yeah.
Them, perfection means something different, and for us, different. Yeah. And we can say which is better. It just depends on what you like.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that perfection doesn't exist. And then while...
It's good thinking.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, because...
That's perfect. Does not exist. Because perfection is like... It's like, for humanity, it's like God.
Mm.
In many meanings. Something we get in a distance, we're trying to close up to, but we're never going to even touch it.
That's good. Listen, we could talk about the album cover art. Say something about this hypnotic artwork that Joe Petagno created.
First of all, I would never ever expected that such a person like Joe Petagno gonna do a cover for Vader, and I was even biggest shock to me after Joe contacted me and told me that he was just waiting for the time we finally gonna cooperate and do something together.
Great.
Because it's hard to believe. It's like, you know, it's Joe Petagno as an artist, as a designer.
Yes.
It's like, I don't know, like Black Sabbath for music, for metalheads, you know. It's like a symbol, you know. He created so many symbolic things. Just mentioned Motorhead and Snuggletooth, you know, this Motorhead, the logo,
yeah,
you know? And
yeah,
this is like one thing of just like just a percent of what he did for so many bands, you know.
Yeah.
Legends, you know. And to be among those people, he made a word.
He was waiting for you. So that makes it even...
That's even bigger honor because, you know, I... So Vader, we came from Poland, you know, somewhere in the 80s, you know, and I'm like a kid for him. And, you know, it's even bigger honor to me if I can talk to him like to the friend, you know, like to the colleague.
Yeah.
The artist, like talking like an artist.
Artist.
Like,
yes.
Without anything, you know, it's like what I like. So his passion, and what I need to do is just to send some music, some tunes, and some words.
Yeah.
I did. That was it.
And
he sent me three sketches, from which each one was perfect. But that was perfect as an explanation. For the whole album, symbolic and straight, you know, it's burning in your hand if you hold it.
Yes.
And that's all I needed.
great.
And more, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And then I read that Nucleoplast described describes the album, that it embodies death metal in perfection. Again, this word, perfection. So how would you like to comment on this?
I'm a human, so I'm kind of proud too. And every musician needs motivation. And for me, such a word from people who are in metal for so many years and who are not just by mistake because they got money to start the label.
Yes.
They are fans of the music, and that's why they start the label. And that's a big difference. And if such a people, you know, people who knew so many great, you know, albums, great releases, you know, and they say that that was so good for them. And, you know, it's, if we were talking privacy, you know, after we sent the first tunes, you know, first songs from a studio, so I was like, wow, man, that's great. So I know that it might be the same for every band, but I got that feeling and I just need it.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
They knew, maybe they know how to motivate the musicians.
No, I don't. Do you remember? Do you remember when I heard the first songs just many months before the album came out? Do you remember what I wrote you?
No, you.
No, I mean, anyhow.
You are not objective.
No, I, you know. Well, I know, we know for many years we are friends, but when listening to music, I try, because I know the difficulties that when you know somebody, you have to, you know, be objective, of course. But believe me, the what I wrote you about the album, what it meant to me, how I felt it, it was true. You don't believe me? Okay, you don't believe me.
No, I do believe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I get the same feelings if I know the band,
yeah,
and if I know the persons and I like the persons, same like I like the music,
yeah.
I don't like the music.
Yeah.
Because I know this is not just, you know, sometimes if I like the band and if after I met the people and they were just assholes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I stopped like the music, but I'm never gonna be as big fan, because for music and musicians, for me, it's much more than just a recorder and
yeah,
somebody, you know, who just wrote to get some profits from it. You know, just what you read and what you compose should be very linked with your personality and should display your, right?
Of course, of course.
And if somebody create the music, even if it creates the music good, because today, you know, having the tools in the Mac, you know, all this like computer things, you don't even need to be musicians to create a decent music.
I know, but that's not true.
You know what I mean?
No.
You know, so sometimes, you know, it's good to know persons like who create. That's why I love Judas Priest, because I met them. I met Rob Halford, and he's not just an icon because he was hanging on a poster in my room for so many years when I was in teenagers.
Yeah.
Just because he deserved it.
Yeah.
He's the exact person I wanted to see him as, you know.
As a
so
person, yeah.
He's like a king, like a god, not because just because he's a great singer and composer, because he's a great person, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is how it's supposed to be in metal.
Yeah, but also you are a very great person, and I'm glad to.
I know how it sounds. It sounds like I'm fucking a proud guy, you know, kind of Lucifer, right? But. A little bit, but never too much.
No. You are very human, very human. Listen, okay, Peter.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Really?
Yes, yeah, but you are very. And listen, about the video, have you already decided to do a video?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, can you reveal me?
Go ahead.
Can you reveal me what song, or is it something still hush hush?
Go to hell.
Go to hell. I know. I would stay here.
If you're thinking about it, definitely we're gonna try, because we have great shots, video shots from one of a festival in Switzerland. We played not so long time ago.
Okay.
And they recorded a few songs. One of those is Triumph of Death.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely gonna try to make a video clip from this one. It's gonna be just live shots,
okay,
with the original sound or with the audio sound from the album.
Yes.
We're still thinking about how we're gonna do it.
Okay.
But if we're talking about the video clip, which is a video clip, it's gonna be Go to Hell, and we're gonna start to do it next year, the beginning of next year, to be ready before the Blitzkrieg in Europe starts.
Yes, yes.
So it should be about February, I think.
Okay, great, great. So so I'm looking forward, because we are coming to this this recent announcement of a European headline tour. You can be sure of that. But let's talk about the touring, first the past ones. In July, you were in Asia. To go that far, the other side of the globe. So how does it feel, I mean, for the audience? Because, of course, Asian people, Japan, where were you? But so the cultural differences and everything. So are the Vader fans there the same as in Europe? Or how do you lived, you know, experience that tour? It was tough for sure for the climate differences. I remember you said that it's very hot there, like in the Finnish sauna.
I touched a theme a few minutes ago when we were talking about perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, first of all, Japan this time was just a part of the trip, and you know, far east, even if it's not as far as it was in the past.
Yeah.
It's still exotic to us, and we this time we cooperate with different agency because we wanted to see a little bit more than Japan. We love Japan. Actually, Japan, personally, to me, is one of those lands I could move to if I'd have to.
Okay.
This is a place where I could live, and this is a place where perfection and discipline is something which follows you every day. Mm. And this is not a problem to me. Mm. You know, actually something like discipline is something which I miss in Europe and in this world I live in now. This is something people, especially the new generation of people, do not like too much, because discipline is connected with something like totalitarianism, and if shit you can imagine, and which is bullshit, because discipline is something we should to respect, because it gives us hope for the future, and this is something which is on the opposite to anarchism, which definitely might just sound good for people who like the anarchy and the Sex Pistols and this kind of stuff, but would never follow this, actually.
Yeah,
that's a big difference. And but back to the point, Japan was a part, and first of all, we visited lands like China, Thailand, and Korea, South Korea, of course.
Yes.
And places like Singapore, Hong Kong, and we never ever had the chance to visit these places. And I knew this from '80s that there's metal fans in these areas living. And I met a few of those people I wasn't touching yet in '80s, after so many years, where we had only chance to write some letters, and you know, we were waiting 2 or 3 weeks sometimes to get reply. And I remember that Singapore one, I was just curious, what the hell is that? Singapore is just like a city and country in one. And I received so many letters from this place in the past, and some bands, you know, some fans, you know, death, extreme metal. And after years, we found this place, and as a Vader, we could play a life, and that was great, you know, great emotions, a great experience, you know, first of all, and definitely gonna come back, you know. Yeah. So to visit Thailand and China and the Hong Kong and Korea. Korea was something which was like add-in for the trip, but my experience as well.
Yeah,
I think something maybe South Korea is not as far into metal as Japan, Singapore, or even China. Mm. But there's something, you know, first you need to bring some metal bands to create the metal scene, right?
Yeah.
So it's to be one of those first.
Yes, yeah, pioneers.
Those open the gates, you know, to hell.
Yeah.
And it's really nice, and nice people, nice trip, and good emotions. And just, you know, we start something and we're going to continue in the future, definitely.
I know. I'm pretty sure of that. And then in September, you were on your traditional Blitzkrieg tour in Poland. Some words about that. How was it?
That was extremely great. You know, Poland was always good for Vader. And of course, like we can say about like a better and a little bit good or better.
Yeah.
You know, let's don't call it worse, because it's, you know, actually I don't remember like we had like a really bad tour in Poland, you know, in all these years, you know. And this one was definitely one of the best, because after some weak years, you know, and so we came back with a great team.
Yes.
So just to remind, we're touring with our friends from Vesania and Colm Hatcher.
Yes.
And we brought something I was dreaming about, but we always get too short budget for this. So we brought more fire, the real fire on stage, and something more than just like, you know, sweatpants on the ass. So we tried to look like a metal, like we were looking in the 80s when we started Vader, and we started to, you know, to invade.
Yeah, yeah.
First local scene, then the Poland, then the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So we came back to the Vader and to the look, how it should to be.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that people like it, and everything just, the emotions, the real emotions and real metal came back, you know, on the trail.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so glad that we started something with this, and we can show Vader in a wider picture than than we did before.
Yeah.
You know, so because, you know, today you have to, you don't need to, but you should to show the metal, not just the music, but you show the full potential of that, and to bring some fire, to bring some leather and spikes. This is real metal.
Yes.
And even the Vader, we a little bit forget about that in the past. So so we reminded, and we bring back Vader, you know, on trail.
Yes, in full fire.
I'm glad the fans follow it.
Yes, that's true. And now we talk about this this next tour, that at the end of this month you will go with Creator, Archenemy and Sodom, basically mainly in Germany. But what are your expectations? And do you know already how much time you have on stage?
Not much, but in this package, it doesn't matter, actually. You know, we start this package, and this is actually good. First, that we can, you know, kick the asses since the first second of the whole show, which they like, you know, pretty much. And then we finally will have a little bit more time to watch the bands we love, and have a little bit more time to meet people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the last years changed so much, so especially when you're a headlining band, and after you change the stage clothes and get back to the venue just to talk to the people, everybody's gone or kicked off by security, and there's no more like sharing beer. You know, this sucks. You know, because like all I liked, one of the parts I liked in metal and in shows and tourings in the past was to meet people and share emotions after the show.
Yeah.
And how to share emotions if there's nobody?
Yeah.
Because You
because
play
the security
basketball, the gates
say that go away, go home. Yes. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, I'm kidding, but really, I'm glad first that we can join this great package and already know that this is going to be this big, big victory at the end of the year, because Sodom, creator, Chanemi, and Vader, that's perfect combination for everybody.
Yes.
And that's going to be vicious tour, definitely.
Yeah.
And we will have our 40 minutes, not too much to show the potential, but enough to show the last album.
Mm-hmm,
in the
okay.
view, and let's say a couple of
the old
Vader classics.
Yes,
as
yes.
added, and pretty good, you know. And this is what I expect, actually, too, because we are waiting for such a possibility, for such opportunity, to show this potential of a band for a little bit more people, and this is it. And I really expect to burn a crowd and to make them ready for the rest of the show, and
correct.
We're gonna do it.
I know.
Sure.
Listen, and then you just recently announced Blitz tour in Europe in March, April next year, and as you mentioned, Vesania will be with you,
yes,
touring
yes.
with you. Yes. So, is there anything at all that you can reveal me? I mean, for now we don't have where and when and what countries and how many. You don't know.
I don't even know it. No details yet. Everything is the Marius is like working out on that.
Yeah.
So as soon as we'll know more about dates, at least like 70% of everything, so we're gonna inform everybody on our websites. But which is important is the Vesania, which is gonna support us on tour. You know, good friends, good bands, really great new album. It's a perfect combination. So we checked this in Poland, and it was working pretty good. So I'm sure that the rest of Europe will love it as well.
Yeah.
And the new album, because actually this is going to be the premiere of a new album, Alive on Stages, and we're going to headline. So we will have like a little bit more time and the chance to show up a little bit more than on the Creator Tour. So I'm ready to play 80 minutes show, you know, with a new album and more, something which is, which might be a surprise for people as well. So we still may surprise, believe me or not.
I know.
And I'm not sure we can, because, no, we're still not ready to make every show in a way we wished, like we did in Warsaw and Krakow with the pile and everything, but definitely part of the tour is going to be in a full spectacle,
yes.
And this is what I'm waiting. What I can't wait to show as well, and probably we're gonna link the tour, the Blitz, with something we called Hatefest. It's not yet confirmed, but it's gonna be another festival played together with bands like 6 Feet Under and Marduk.
Okay,
and. Hard to say about details because it's still in progress yet, but
okay.
Probably this is what we're going to end. If something like this would happen, it's going to be 10 or 11 shows in the middle of Europe. Yeah, so we're going to bring fire with us.
Italy yeah. also. You promised me to come over here too.
Always welcome.
Okay, good. Listen. The time is running, as always. I mean, I would spend here the whole night talking about, because there are so many issues and topics that I would like to talk with you. But it will be the next time, because I know that there will be a next time. But I would like to ask you about a certain book, Vojna Totalna. Total War. That it seems that it caused also a bit Total War polemics. I have the book. I have the book.
I should, by the way.
Yeah, but it's Polish. And I know that yet I would have pretty huge problems to read it. So I'm waiting for the English version.
You don't need to, because like what I can promise you, so we're working hard now already. On the English edition.
Okay, good.
So a German edition and Russian edition. So okay. Everything, try to make a parallel. And but definitely English editions would be something something we're really waiting for, because of, you know, this album, this book we were waiting so many years for. It's a great mix of real history of a band which came from East, which came from Poland, which was totally different country where we started as Vader, as a band, and good hand of a writer, because Jarek Szubrycht, which is the author of the album, is a perfect, he's a metalhead as well. He's a singer in the band Lux Oculta, so he knows what he's writing about. He knows Vader. We played together, we are touring together, not once, not twice. So in March, we know each other as a friends, as a musicians, you know, for years. So his experience after he wrote the book about Slayer, you know, he translated book, the Lemmy autobiography, and some more things. So he's he knows. He's a man who knows, and he knows how to write the story to make the 30 years long story not boring.
Yeah.
Everybody. So this book is as good for somebody who is a freak of Vader, and as well for somebody who's totally new in this theme. It's also good for somebody who's interested just like a, about like sociology, you know. It's about something which is unknown territory for somebody living in the German or French or England, and who may even know bands like Creator, or who even started his own band, but who never knew the realities of Poland of 80s. And what happened in a band like us, because like this history of Vader, it's filled with many downs and ups, you know, and we have some dramatic, you know, times in history, and all this is in this book. So this is also a good story for all who want to start the metal band, how hard it is to be a metalhead, and how passion is important to continue and to be successful if you really want to be successful in this kind of music. And that's why I really want hard to translate it in English, to show this and to explain it and to tell the story to non-Polish
people.
It really
is, yes. And when we can expect it to come out, any idea?
I strongly believe it's going to happen next year, but when exactly, hard to say.
Okay, so but actually that day...
Believe me, this is... this book is written in a special language, and it's not a problem to find out a translator, but it's a little bit problem to find out somebody who can translate it right. Keep the emotions and keep the spirit of the whole story, you know. So definitely gonna ask badly Pavel Frelich, who was with Vader, close to Vader, years ago, and he was an author of some lyrics for Vader in the past, and he's now a professional. He's working in the university as a professional English translator, and just this is his work. So if he's not, because this is a thick book, and you know,
it is
translated, but at least if he could be a man who. It's gonna be who will check it, you know.
We may
ask somebody who is a professional translator, but we need somebody like Pavel Frelich to, as a, how is the name of such a guy who knows the theme? He's, you know, it's a right person, you know.
Yes, yes.
I can find that word in English. Whatever.
Okay, but you will
After we will ensure that the book is translated in a perfect way, so everybody in the past is going to understand it like I do, or everybody in Poland did, then we can decide to translate it.
Okay, great, great.
So good, because translation is a clue, you know.
Yeah, because I just, look, there is more than 400 pages.
Could be more, believe me.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was one of the problem after we're close to the final act, and we had to decide about how many chapters and what we're going to keep or what we're going to cut off. And, of course, I wanted to keep everything, but this is easy to, you know, to release the fake album or like two chapters, but who's going to read it, you know? So, first of all, you can't, you know, scare the reader with how many, you know, pages it is.
Yeah.
So this is supposed to be a good story, not boring story, and I'm so happy that, you know, 99% actually everybody who contacted me after they read the books, they had that they couldn't just stop reading.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes many of my friends, they spent the night been reading until the end because they just couldn't stop. This is the best for me.
Yeah.
As a part of the story, and definitely for Jarek, who is a writer.
Writer, yeah.
And the reader, of course.
Yeah.
And the best can happen because this is like a drama, like a thriller.
Yeah, yes, yes. And I'm looking forward.
And it's a story.
Yes, yes, yes. It's not fiction, but it's realistic.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Sounds like fiction. It's not a fiction.
Yes, great. But listen, now we got to go forward. And after this question I would like to ask, because a weird question, I always do have the at least one. If you had the unlimited power for one day, whatever the power is, what would you do?
No man should have such a power, just because we're humans, and that's why, you know. Just see around and see the people who got just a little power, and what can they do? How many demolitions, disaster in a human minds, or just straight in our territories, lands.
Yeah.
So even if I know myself that I wouldn't do that, I can say from my position now, and I never had such a power. And the power, same like money, may change people.
Mm.
So I don't think I would like to have such a power, because I like my life, and I like my privacy, and I don't really need something spectacular. I never want to be too popular, because I know the price of that, you know, and the power, and you called it even unlimited power.
Mm.
So this is the same like with this perfection. This sounds more like a godly factor, and being a human who sometimes feels like a god, we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know, it's better for the world and better for me.
Yeah, good reply, Peter, good reply.
Unlimited power is... You can get everything without any search, any challenge. So it's a lack of emotions in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, let's give an example. I'm a collector of Iron Crosses.
Mm.
First War, Second War. And I'm looking for that. Sometimes I can't get something because it's too expensive.
Mm.
Or because it was just a few of that things. Mm. Sometimes somebody got it and it's just like out of questions, he just doesn't want to sell it.
Yeah.
You know. And if you would have unlimited power of unlimited money, you could buy everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the challenge. Yeah. And you know, where the emotions, like, this is fun and so big joy if you can finally have something you were looking for, right? Hey.
Listen.
For so many years, you know. And if you could have it just like that.
Yeah.
No more fun.
Yeah, that's true, because you don't have to work for it. I mean, it's too easy.
Yes, exactly. And you know, it's, I don't know which is bigger fun, to look for that, and to work hard for something you get, or for this final moment when you have it holding in your hand.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, Peter, we are nearly at the end. In fact, we are at the end. The word is yours, Peter. What are your greetings to your fans and, of course, to our readers?
You know, I always have a big respect to fans because I know that any music, good or bad, any music would not be possible without fans. You know, fans actually, they feed bands and they deserve respect, you know. And I know that Vader would never existing without fans. You know, fans, they make us running, you know, and that's why, actually, what we do, of course, we have fun from that. We do it for ourselves, because we are fans as well of music. We do it for the music. But first of all, we do it for fans, and, you know, this is normal. Every art needs acceptation, you know, because if you do art, which is your emotions, and you do it just to hear, to see effects of that, you know, which came from a fans, from a watchers, from listeners, you know.
Yeah, that's
so. Thank you for support. Thank you. I'm talking to our fans now.
Yeah.
Thank you for support. Thank you for you with Vader, and I think this 30 years of existence wouldn't be possible without you.
Yes.
So that's always respect.
And your fans, I'm sure they are thanking you for all these years and all the good music, and because I feel from your albums that you really put all your efforts in it. Not just doing a new album, but you maybe you spend more time of creating new album because you want to do it. That is
Yes. Might be not. The last album was the first album to me when I started to work with this, with the computer and some studio software, and it helps me.
Yes,
it helps to keep my ideas and to record it straight away and on a computer and to keep and, you know, to rewind it. And so probably definitely it's gonna help. And I'm already thinking about doing something we didn't do for quite many years lately, which was a tradition in the past, recording an EP or mini EP, something like that. And we didn't do it because, you know, the Nuclear Blast or like record label is like important factor, of course, in this meaning. They were never so much interested in such a production, you know, because how to sell it. But especially today, you know, in the past when fans were interested in any release made by band, because that was something new, you know, and they were buying. You know, today, you know, it's not as important for people. They got mostly everything for free or like cheap, you know, from like downloading. You know, this is a different story with that. But, you know, this is new art and we have accepted, you know, or die. And we try to do something special, you know, which is going to be an EP with something new, fresh. And because this is not going to be a new album until 2016, definitely. So we try to do that. And parallel, we work on something which is called The Future of the Past Part 2. Just to remind, The Future of the Past was one of the Vader album, which was a compilation of cover songs recorded by Vader. The cover songs of the bands who were a kind of, well, not kind, was straight or about to inspire Vader, me and some Vader members in the past, you know. And so this time is going to be a bit different because we're going to call this second part Hell in the East.
Okay.
And this is going to be reminding the bands who just disappear in the meaning and who was a part of a Polish scene in the 80s.
Okay.
So definitely you want to bring back to live some old tunes of old bands, totally unknown for metalheads outside of Poland, but they were as important for us as bands like Turbo Cat,
Yeah, sure.
Which are more known now because they're still like, existing. But these bands, they were part of the underground, and they just didn't have as much power to continue the work.
Yeah, for many
years. The life changed it.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely we're going to bring back. I'm not thinking just about bands from Poland. This is going to be probably the main part of this release. But we're going to remind also the bands, some names from Russia, from Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia in those days.
Yes.
And this is a plan, this is a project.
And when, do you have any idea when it could be, I mean?
That's the other part of a year, okay. 2015, definitely, not before. Okay. Because we,
because before that you will be busy touring.
First, but yes. We just started... I just started the project, so we needed time to prepare us to make a demo and then to release it, you know.
And
that's it.
Okay, great. Peter, now I need to go to cook that dinner, and I thank you very much. You know that...
Your daughter gonna kill you.
I thank you very much, Peter. And so have a very great this preparation period. And then I hope, of course, all the best for the Christmas. Some relax, and hope that Santa Claus will bring you all what you have wished for.
Santa Claus is not visiting me since years.
Oh yeah, but I know him because.
That's why I became Santa Claus.
Yeah, but you know, I have direct connections because I'm from Finland, so I can give a good word for you. Okay, Peter, have a very nice evening and talk to you soon.
Okay.
And see you on the road.
Oh, yeah. Buonasera.
Dobra noc. Dobra noc.